This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. New research confirms that temperature and symptom checks miss many coronavirus infections. A study published Wednesday found that these measures failed to detect infections in new Marine recruits before they started training, even after several weeks of quarantine. Many recruits had no symptoms yet still spread the virus. Genetic testing revealed six separate clusters of cases among the recruits. The work has implications for colleges, prisons, meatpacking plants, and other places that rely on symptom screening. Doctors say more COVID-19 testing is needed, especially in younger people who often don't develop symptoms. Texas has become the first U.S. state with more than 1 million confirmed cases, and California is now right behind that mark with a surge of infections engulfing the country. Across the U.S., over 10.3 million cases have been recorded. Cases per day are now on the rise in 49 states, and deaths per day are climbing in 39. A month ago, the U.S. was experiencing about 730 COVID-19 deaths a day. Now that's up to 970 deaths a day. Germany's health minister is cautioning that restrictions meant to slow the spread of the coronavirus are likely to last through the winter as numbers of new infections remain high. The health minister, Jens Spahn, told the RBB radio Thursday that large Christmas parties or other social gatherings of more than 10 to 15 people are not likely to be feasible. Germany is in its second week of a four-week partial shutdown that's meant to help prevent the health system from being overwhelmed. Restaurants, bars, and sports and leisure facilities have been closed and new contact restrictions have been introduced. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.